You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's good. We're here. Yes.
Okay. Good morning.
Woo.
That's John Peterson. Yes. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee is in the air chair and the producer booth checking things out. Look at the rain coming down on State Street now.
Yeah.
Getting a brief shower here this morning off and on, and then that should clear out for a little bit of sunshine mixed in with some clouds, high in the low 70s today, right now 54.
And a big thank you from Catherine, who texted us and said, hi, John and Gordy. Wanted to thank you for the great meetup and tour at Downdren Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say it.
Downdren's Distillery.
There you go. You've been saying it enough over there on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
Downdren's Distillery last Saturday had a great time, and that is Catherine in Madison.
That's not our Catherine.
No.
That's not our station manager, program director person, Catherine.
Same area code, but yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a great turnout there. It was a lot of fun. We'll have to do that again sometime. Downdren's Distillery. Great place.
Yeah. They have alcohol-free stuff as well, so you might want to check that out.
That's right. Yeah, good times there.
Coming
up in about a half hour, we'll talk to Mike McCabe. He's got a new Substack blog out there, and we'll talk to him about that.
All right. Well, let's talk about the jobs report here.
Oh yeah, how are things going in the unemployment line?
In the last year, it didn't work out real well.
Oh,
firing at the BLS commissioner because you don't like the results of the job data. Well, you know, that's one thing that you can do, I guess. But, you know, it creates a lot of distrust in the data. So anyway, you know, what they found out after the jobs report came out, you know, it's a year-long job report. So they had to readjust it, and it went downward by 911,000 jobs.
Mm.
And that's pretty big. And that happened mostly on the Biden side of the presidency.
Yeah.
This is MSNBC's Katie Tour talking about that. Let's listen to Cut 47.
All right.
Sorry, give me a sec.
For sure. Stand by. Here we go.
That's right.
Not a good sign.
No. So the trend is downward.
Yeah.
Former VA Republican Congressman Denver Riggleman talked about how his businesses are hurting. He's got a distillery.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. Let's listen to Cut 48 here. That's right. Mm. There you go. You know, it's amazing to, you know, take your theory of tariffs, like Trump is doing, and then experiment on the entire country.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Certainly, and see if it affects the global economy, yeah. too.
see what happens. Out, yeah, worldwide.
You know, maybe you should have worked it out a little bit better ahead of time, a little workshopping. Yeah, may have right. helped to plan. But,
that's right.
Yeah.
Toss it around the table, see what happens. Anybody else got suggestions if this doesn't work out?
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they've got alternatives, too, if the Supreme Court shoots down Trump's
tariffs.
Well,
that's right. It's going to the Supreme Court now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no surprise there. They'll probably approve everything. They have approved everything.
Of course.
Coney Barrett has basically come out with a book, and she's hitting the interview circuit now.
Right.
So Amy Coney Barrett is out there.
Yeah.
And
from Notre Dame.
She's talking it up, you know. and I got to say this. I watched the interview with Bret Baier on Fox News.
Oh, really?
And he had some really, really good questions. The only question he didn't ask, and, you know, was just begging to ask the question, is how could you have given the president immunity? Where in the Constitution did you pull that rabbit out of your hat? Come on. Oh, boy. All right. Well, anyway, let's get to part of that. And this is Baier bringing up the Dobbs abortion decision, all right? And this is Coney Barrett on her process. Okay. Let's hear it. That's right.
Mm.
And that is a really good point. Leaving it up to the political process has a very troubling implication. know, because this affects everybody in the country. And I think the Supreme Court justices forget that their decisions affects everybody. If it affects everybody in the country, they should have some kind of input on this.
Yeah.
And you just don't leave it up to the democratic process, the political process, because then it'll be manipulated. And some people will win and some people will lose. Yeah. That's the bad part of it. It's a privacy issue, and that's why they passed it in the first place. Roe v. Wade. Privacy. I think it should have been passed on a religious basis. Mm. If you don't like it, and it's always based on religion, then okay, you don't have to have it. But that's why it's a freedom issue. It's a First Amendment issue. I personally just can't believe that she is okay with the turmoil that's going on in the country right now, women losing their lives because of this. And, well, you know, some people win, some people lose. It's a political process. See you later.
That kicks it back to the states. It just makes it more confusing for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and creates more problems.
All right. She had an opinion on birthright citizenship as well. I don't think we have time for that one.
Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah, we do. Let's play it.
All right.
Stay in its lane. Isn't that the craziest thought ever? In other words, the judiciary throughout the entire country should stay in its lane. What does that mean? They can't make a judgment if it's in their court?
Apparently not.
That is what it means. Very strange. This is how she's selling her book. Mm-hmm. Kamala's coming out with her book, too. So
yes,
we'll probably have to take a look at that.
Yeah.
I have another part of this that we don't have time for right now, but we'll get to it right after the break. All right.
Yeah, and we'll also check in with WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot, get an update on the weather, and more of your phone calls. If you're on the line, stay on the line. We'll get to you in just a few minutes here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, it's John and Gordy. We've got a double extra large waiting for Troy. Is that correct? We finally got one for Troy.
T-shirt? Yeah.
We've got one for him, so
good.
Just to let him know.
All right. Very good. Well, let's find out what's going on weather-wise here, and to do that, we'll check in with WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good, even though it's a damp and dreary one to start. How about you guys?
Well, we've got a little shower out there.
Yeah, some sprinkles, some showers happening here just in the last few minutes. So what can we expect the rest of the day? Is this going to hang with us or what?
So right now you have a front parked right over you. So those little sprinkles staying there for a few hours on and off. Nothing major, though. I think by like 2-3 o'clock, the chances for rain will kick on out of that area. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll start to see the clouds start to clear at that point. But overall, a mostly cloudy kind of day today. Highs in those mid-60s. But nothing major, nothing severe, no heavy downpours. That all happened up north yesterday. It's kind of fizzling out as it sits over you. And then by tomorrow, summer's here. So, yay.
Really?
Yeah, warm weather's back.
It's going to warm up again, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
That's great.
It is. I told y'all, I think a week or two ago, to take PTO. If you're a summer lover, now is the time to do it going into next week. And it's really happening. So tomorrow, we're going to hit 80 degrees. It's going to be sunny, calm, perfect day. A little bit of that mugginess is going to start to seep in for Friday. Highs in the mid-80s, still sunny out there. Maybe a chance of rain overnight Friday into early Saturday morning. That kicks out. We get hot and humid. Near 90 degrees on Saturday is what it's going to be feeling like.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. Kicking the air conditioning again, huh? Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and that's going to stay there all weekend and into next week, too.
So. Wow. All right. Return to summertime. Okay.
Promises, promises.
Right? Okay. Bring the shorts back out.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brittany.
Brittany, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist.
We're talking about Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Oh, yeah.
Her new book. And she's out doing interviews. She did an interview on Fox News with Bret Baier and said, you know, Dobbs, abortion, hey, that's a political process, which is turning out really well, Barrett. Thank you very much. But she also wants us to think nothing is wrong. Don't worry about what we're doing here. Don't worry about what you're seeing we're doing. Just, you know, think we've got control.
Really? Okay.
But, you know, on Chris Hayes the other night, Sherrilyn Ifill had a few opinions about this, some, you know, editorial commentary, and I thought this was really interesting stuff. So let's listen to Sherrilyn. What? Yeah. Yeah, that's
there you have it.
That is amazing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think she brought, you know, she really made the point there about the Supreme Court and how out of hand they are.
Out of touch, too. Yeah, no doubt. 29 past the hour when we return after the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Mike McCabe joins us on WMDX.
Where the action is, WMDX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning with Dom at the controls.
It is 7:35, some clouds, a few scattered showers this morning, and we'll see some of that off and on today, and highs in the upper 60s or low 70s, still in the mid-50s this morning. Mike McCabe joins us now, and we'll get to Mike in just a moment. Want to remind you, you can have a chance to win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. You could have dinner on Sugar River Pizza and WMDX. It's all to help celebrate John and Gordy being nominated for Best of Madison along with Sugar River Pizza. Yes, those nominations
nominated
will be
as the Best of Madison, right?
Yes.
That's
Best of Madison radio
I'm sure
team.
That we won.
You're we sure did. That we won.
Yeah,
we won't know until October 1st, I believe, but we will find
let's
out
just
if
tell
we
them
even
we
made
won
the
right away and stop.
Get it over with.
We're in the top six, so we don't know if we made it to the top three till October 1st.
But if we say we won, then, you know.
Are you declaring that we won?
We actually get the credit until we find out for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, if you'd like to get a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza, enter our contest. We do it every week. Just go to WMDXradio.com, click on the banner that says Sugar River Pizza, win your dinner. Okay? Very good. We do it weekly, and then we throw out all the entries and start all over again on Monday.
That's exactly how we do it. Thank you, Gordy.
Okay. Should I explain that some more? People enter, and then, okay.
Well, you know, all those job applicants out there waiting to get in to do this for us.
Okay.
Now they know what to say.
Let's get to Mike McCabe. He's waiting patiently here on the other side of the table. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey,
guys.
Good to see you.
Yeah. All right. We had a question for Matt Rothschild, who was one of the individuals who took control of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
He was my successor. Yeah.
Yes. And he was very adamant about not gerrymandering.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I disagreed with him, but I was thinking about it later on, just how stable that is, how you have a belief system and you stay with it. You don't deviate because somebody else is doing something else, even though they may gain an advantage by gerrymandering their states and eliminating the possibility of even a good election for Democrats from taking control of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So what say you?
Quote Todd Elba.
As Todd Elba would say. What say you? Where do you fall on gerrymandering because the Republican states are doing it?
Well, I spent decades working on redistricting reform and trying to prevent gerrymandering.
Well, you know, the Democrats want to stop gerrymandering. We want an independent body to do that for us, right?
Well, I don't think you can go so far as to say Democrats want that. Some do. And some states have gone so far as to put in place these kinds
of
laws. But I couldn't get Wisconsin Democrats to support nonpartisan redistricting.
Really? At the time.
After the 2008 election, as the 2008 elections played out, the Democrats gained control in Wisconsin of both houses of our state legislature and the governor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working for nonpartisan redistricting reform then, and as I had for, more than a decade. And I couldn't get them to do it. Because I think they felt like if they had control of the legislature and the governor's office in 2010, they could gerrymander the hell out of the state. And, of course, Scott Walker won the 2010 election, and Republicans flipped both houses of the legislature, gained total control, and they did do an extreme gerrymander of Wisconsin's legislative districts and cemented Republican control for well over a decade.
So Democrats had a chance.
They had a chance to do it right, and they chose not to. And I was told, I was told by Democratic senators and representatives, this is a legislative prerogative. This is our responsibility under the Constitution. We're not going to hand it off to some commission or some other panel to do the redistricting. But bottom line is they had control of the legislature and the governor's office and thought that they could gain an ongoing advantage. So this is something that's been practiced by both parties over the years. Mm-hmm. There have been some Democrats in some states that have put in place independent commissions or other kinds of ways of doing nonpartisan redistricting. And now what you see is a whole bunch of Republican states wanting to do this, you know, not once a decade, but even in between the census that is done every decade. They want to do it just for partisan advantage in the short term. And I get where Matt's coming from, because if somebody commits an evil, mm-hmm. and then you decide to join that, mm-hmm. you're really taking yourself, you know, you're taking your own values and flushing them down the toilet. And I understand that.
I do, but, too. But
what Matt says and what I say doesn't amount to a hill of beans at this point, because what you've got is this redistricting war going on across the country. And I think there are going to be, you know, Democratic-controlled states that will join in this as well. I think in the end, voters lose. Because what you're going to have is a whole bunch of states where voters won't have a legitimate choice,
right. mm-hmm.
about whether to elect Republicans or Democrats.
Yeah.
It's either going to be a Republican state, and that's going to be preordained, or it's going to be a Democratic state, and that's going to be every bit as much preordained. And voters are going to lose power. And I don't think it's a great thing when voters end up losing power, but I think that's what's going to happen.
Mm. Oh, that's a nice way of framing it. Yeah, the voters lose, actually.
Yeah, the politicians win. The politicians are going to
win,
and the voters are going to lose. So,
yeah.
So that's where we're headed. And I don't know if it matters what Matt and I say, but that's where we're headed. And I think it's really unfortunate. And I hope that once this current, you know, this current fight ends, that we get back to the point where we can put voters back in a more powerful position.
Yeah.
At some point.
All right.
But it's going to take years.
Mm.
Well, okay, that's one element of what the Democrats could do to counter the Republicans at this point. In just a moment, we're going to take a call first, but in just a moment, I want to talk to you about shutting the government down. It's uh-huh. another ploy that the Democrats are thinking about doing, all right? But first, let's go to the phones. We have Catherine Lake, our program director.
Good morning, Catherine.
We have to take the call.
Jesus! Well, thank you for staying on gerrymandering for just one more second. I'm begging you now, Mike and John and Gordy, please give me, for my daughter in the car here, a 101 on gerrymandering. Remind us, because to my ear and memory, gerrymandering is basically just legalized segregation, it feels like. But I know that's not quite right, and I just wanted to have a 101 reminder on why this is not good, why it is the evil that we should not be joining the Republicans in doing.
Well, okay,
there you have it.
Well, sometimes it does have, it can have a really vicious racial impact. You can draw districts that dilute racial minority voting power to the point where they could never elect somebody of their own race to represent them. Mm-hmm. You can draw districts like that. But it has a broader impact. It's not just a racial impact. You can draw a district that either packs a whole bunch of the opposition party's voters into a single district, so they get one district, but then you dilute their power to such a great extent that your party controls every other district, and you maintain your majorities. Or you can crack that minority voting power and disperse it throughout a whole bunch of districts, so that they can never get to 50% in any district. Hmm. And that sometimes has a really vicious racial effect, because you basically make sure that African-Americans can never have African-American representation, or Latino voters can never have Latino representation. But even more broadly, you can do it so that a Democratic voter never has an opportunity to have any hope of having a Democratic representative or somewhere else, a Republican voter will never have a hope of having Republican representation. Right. You can design the district so that you get the outcome you want. And that's what politicians do. They tailor make these districts to maintain their own control.
So what you're saying is then throw out voting completely.
It weakens the power of voters.
Yeah, it does.
It leaves them without much hope of getting the kind of representation that they want. It makes election results preordained. That's what's wrong about it. Mm. Now, when one side decides to do it nationally, all across the country, you can expect the other party's going to fight back.
Yes,
I get that. You know, but really, when we have this kind of nuclear war between the two parties using this device, you know, which is all about political power. We're going to end up with a whole bunch of rubble all across the country when it comes to voters' ability to have a say.
Talking to Substack blogger Mike McCabe, and so Mike, how does this play into the Electoral College? I mean, the Electoral College seems to be in place, and we can't do anything to change it without changing the Constitution. It seems like people in the smaller states are insignificant. You know, it's all about the big states. It's all about
The Electoral College was designed by the framers of our Constitution because they feared that more populous states would have too much control, and they wanted the smaller, more rural states to have more of a say.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to get a significant number of smaller, less populated, more rural states to go along with a constitutional amendment to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that dilutes the power of the voter. It means that one voter's vote is more valuable than another voter's vote, which is
right.
You know, and so I think we should vote for president based on popular vote. Whoever gets mm-hmm. the most votes should become president.
Right.
That's not the way it works.
Yes.
It's who wins enough states to get the most electoral votes. That's what elects the president.
Mm-hmm.
And you can lose the popular vote and win the presidency. And we've seen that happen now, three times?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know,
in our lifetime, we've seen it three times.
Right, in the last few decades.
Came across here that the charges have been dropped against the false electors case in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that insane? Wow. I mean, Michigan was egregious.
It's been a tough few years for voters, I'll tell you that. And you know, when it just comes down to voter power, there has been an awful lot of effort to weaken the power of the voter. And that's because there are people who want power but aren't confident that they can actually convince people that they should be in power.
Right.
But they want it anyway. So they go to great lengths to try to weaken the power of voters.
Well, you know, we're having a little trouble, you know, with gerrymandering now, and all the red states are going through with it. And I haven't really heard much about the blue states, their progress,
some
or what
it.
They're doing.
Yeah, some will do it. Certainly California is going that way.
But we'll see which way they go on that. There's another option, of course, and that is shutting down the government, doing something. A lot of people are making an argument that, you know, why should we fund this particular government? The arguments I've heard mostly are from the right, and that is that it didn't work out for the Republicans. So, you know, if you're a Democrat, don't do what they did. We have Ezra Klein here and his opinion on it. It's a little less than 2 minutes.
We don't have to. We can play that when we come back.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll continue our conversation with Mike McCabe. And if you would like to chime in, you can give us a call, 608-879-8255. More of John and Gordy on WFDX right around the corner.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy.
We are here with Mike McCabe. Mike, you are appearing September 27th, I think, in Wanakee, if I can read my own handwriting here. What's that about?
Yeah, it's an author showcase. A bunch of authors will be there. People can meet and talk to authors and see their books and get their books if they wish. And
is that
it's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
At the library?
At the public library in Wanakee.
Very good. That's September 27th. Okay.
I want to thank Matt, by the way, for the text. He wrote a text about us winning the Best of Madison in Trump.
in radio
Trump,
show.
In Trump style,
yeah.
He wrote, we won best radio show and we won very strongly. All others are weak and any criticism is a Democratic hoax. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. We'll be tweeting that out. Very good.
Thanks for providing our talking points.
Mm-hmm. And you have to stick to that even if that's the right. News is bad on October 1st.
That's right. Yes.
Yes.
We'll be
yes,
asking
no
for a
what.
Recount immediately.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the other part. The other way the Democrats can fight back is by shutting down the government, and the reasons for that are articulated here by Ezra Klein, a great host, used to fill in on MSNBC all the time. I really like him a lot. My kids don't like him because he's a supporter of Israel. But, yeah, anyway, suffer through it, my guys. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. This is Ezra Klein and what we should do about the government shutdown. There you go.
Okay. So, Ezra Klein.
Yes. You stand on something like that.
Your
Mike?
Thoughts, Mike?
Democrats do need new leaders.
Yes.
We were just talking off the air about
your post.
A post that I did about geriatric politics. And
yeah.
You look at 37 world democracies, and the U.S. has more elected officials over 60 than any of them. By a long shot.
By a long shot. Yeah, it's just amazing. Outrageous. It yeah. really is. And that's why we are in this
so
place.
So there's lots of reasons why we need new leaders, just so that there's a little bit of new blood in the system.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it sounded like Ezra is for a government shutdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're at a point where there's just nothing left, right? If we fund this government that Trump is putting in place, then we're complicit. We're just supporters of it, inadvertently, unwilling participants. But it seems like that would be the only way we can fight back. What do you think? Am I making my case to you, Mike? Am I changing your mind?
For a government
shutdown? Yeah. What do you think?
Well, hey, I'm not gonna. I'm not. I don't.
We're waiting for your decision.
I don't think I can make a better case to Democratic officials than Ezra Klein just did.
Yeah.
My focus has been more on talking to citizens rather than politicians, and what can citizens do in such a moment.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been writing about, because he's right. The Democrats have not had a plan. They've not. they've just sort of stood idly by and watched and sort of helplessly as all this destruction goes on, they need to do something.
They need some new blood.
I think that's where the citizenry comes in is pushing this in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, Idea Fest is going on here in Madison, brought to us by the Cap Times. I know Stacey Abrams was speaking last night. They've got some some thoughtful leaders and columnists and politicians, the Governor Pritzker and Governor Tim Walz.
You can hear that tonight, by the way.
Yeah, tonight and Friday night, Civic Media will have some coverage of that, and we'll be broadcasting that wide, statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wrote in your article on Substack that there's no shortage of alarm out there, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And it's at a point where we might just burn this whole thing out and still not get anything done.
Yeah. But we need hope.
Yes. Well, and that, to me, that's the single most important thing that we can do is actively, consciously seek to cultivate hope, because that's the fuel that will enable us to have the stamina to endure in this fight.
And you point out in your Substack article, hope is different from optimism.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So, but you can check that out on Substack. Mike, we're all out of time.
Actually,
right,
that's the answer. We don't have time for it, though. Damn.
Always good to see you. See you next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Coming up next, it's Stephanie Miller. Tomorrow, Tim Slecker talking about education from Busted Pencils. Also, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel will join us. Find out what his thoughts are on the Supreme Court.
And, Barrett's new book.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. That's it for us. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.